This is DV, the boss man from VanDigital.com, and y'all listen to the Hip Hop Digest.
Eminem cannot be the GOAT because he's white. First of all, my perspective on this issue is not about Eminem. I got to make this clear. It could be anybody. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You could put Macklemore in the conversation or MC Search. No Caucasian, Arab, East Indian, European, Jew, Latino, no non-African can be the best of anything that is African because that is our culture. And you never relinquish control over your culture. So he could be a great lyricist. If they were to say he's one of the best lyricists of all time, they can say that if they want. But you ain't no GOAT. You don't put a white person over something that we created that has roots going all the way back to ancient Kemet, and you're going to give that over to a Caucasian. That's not fair. You do not do that. There's too many black MCs who are better than Eminem lyrically, who, if you're going to go GOAT status, you need to consider. But Eminem and a lot of them who are saying this are only saying this because they're hoping Eminem throw them some money.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E-Color fresh off the Doers.
Oh, shit. Not the Doers.
The Doers.
Okay. Damn, I got a corner of Doers.
No sponsor.
Yeah, no doubt. I got a corner of that sitting right over there, too.
Just got a corner. Got a corner left.
Yeah, no doubt.
Is this a corner?
That's about that's about what I got. No doubt. So anyway, shout out to everybody who's been riding with us. Welcome back to the Hip Hop Digest Show. This show is going to be, it should be a reasonable show. All right.
You already predicting it already?
It should be a reasonable show.
We don't believe you.
You need more people.
All right. So we're going to, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we're going to start on a happy note.
All right.
Okay. Of course, you know, our topic, our long love topic of Let the Veterans In, and we have a bevy of veterans who are doing a yeoman's work. I just wanted to be a, start out as a happy topic because I'm going to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to the Dog Pound, who have a reasonable West Coast album, and it sounds pretty good.
It does.
You know what I mean? Doesn't it? Yep. I'm going to give a shout out to Slum Village. Let me tell you something. That Slum Village, to me, it bumps all the way through the last three tracks I didn't like, but it's still, it's crazy to me. You know, shout to Slum Village.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, time out real quick. Back in the day, we didn't really trip if an album wasn't 12 bangers. We had a little bit of fault line in there to give people two or three cuts that really wasn't where we are. So that's still a good thing for Slum Village, I must say.
Indeed. No doubt. Bandcamp, $9. Shout out to the LL Q-Tips. Not out yet, but look.
It's shaping up to be something good.
Look. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, no doubt.
I hope we don't get fooled.
I hope not.
I'm still cautious.
No doubt. And so we're also going to shout out to, I think the topic here is clearly the Common. Pete Rock joint's out. Goodness. I know Swerve, I think T-Bear, we put in the pre-orders for the vinyls.
Yes, sir.
That's coming. Of course, you know, they gave us the digital. It's all love and whatnot. Yep. Now, we're going to talk about this in terms of how good the record is, and are we so desperate for a record from the veterans that's good that are we letting him go through? Because Swerve has said to me, well, I called him and we was wilding, but Swerve was like, yo, I'm not skipping. And that's a rare bird in hip hop. Not skipping any tracks.
None. Straight through, actually. Not just not skipping, but listening all the way through.
Yeah.
To each record.
And that's the Common and Pete Rock joint.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Now, one of the things that I had, you know, as I'm not a social media cat like y'all, you know what I mean, tend to be. But I dip in and out. And one of the things I kept seeing is, and these cats are our age, I bet you.
Who?
Whoever's making these type of comments, damn, I ain't heard anything from Pete Rock in a while. Gee, what instrumental albums am I buying every year?
Peacetrumentals.
I mean, Pete Rock has never left. Pete Rock didn't never go anywhere.
But they haven't heard him on a regular making shit that's in front of their face. That's all that is. That's all that is. They haven't seen something where Pete Rock produced this, Pete Rock produced that. Where you still hear Primo name.
Okay. All right. Now, is that and another thing that we going to talk about maybe more at length on a later show is Common's discography.
Ooh, he has a pretty good discography.
Common is really shaping up to have one of the strongest discographies. I'm going to put it out there in hip-hop history, my G.
Damn!
Be one of the strongest discographies.
In hip-hop history?
In hip-hop history. Not everything. Of course, everybody knows the long electric back circus. And forth off the Electric Circus jump off. Yeah, I get it. But I'm saying...
But he had, put it like this. Common's got, to me, that Like Water for Chocolate is a classic. Straight classic from beginning to end.
Of course.
Undeniable classic. I'm trying to think of the name. The B album is a classic.
Classic. So, but I'm just saying, I wish I had this discography in front of me. You know what I'm saying? But the point I'm saying, one of the strongest in hip-hop history, B. It doesn't take very long for you to put him up there in the, excuse me, into like the De La's of the world who have a ridiculously strong discography. You know what I mean? Okay, everybody's getting it up on their phone. That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
For sure, for sure.
You mentioned it, niggas. We got the discography right in our face. Let's go look it up. Yeah. You said in his pop history, I got to see this.
Yep, studio albums. Can I Borrow a Dollar? Resurrection. Mm. One Day It'll All Make Sense. Mm-hmm. Like Water for Chocolate. Mm-hmm. The Electric Circus. Finding Forever was questionable, wasn't it? No. Finding Forever was not questionable. What questionable was Universal Mind Control. That one was questionable. But The Dreamer, The Believer, Nobody's Smiling, which I liked a lot. Black America Again, Let Love, A Beautiful Revolution. Look, Two.
Those two are so underrated. Those two albums back to back are super underrated. But look at that discography. How many?
Yes.
I mean, so you can name maybe De La Soul in that discography like that. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of our heroes, yo. A lot of the people we respect.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong statement, Killer. Looking at this joint, that's a pretty strong statement. And I ain't going to hate on that at all. Because, yeah. I mean, and you know what? I'm going to re-listen to Electric Circus just to see what it does now. But yeah, yo, this is a pretty strong output from Common all these years.
Yeah, I had to say that because you don't come out, you know, and it's shout to Common, yo, just being being connected to hip hop, being connected enough, no prodding, no super props, no getting gassed up to just go to Pete Rock and be like, yo, son. And we've been talking about that type of shit on this show for a long time. Why wouldn't rapper Y connect with producer X?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Other than Nas, who, again, Hit Boy, but he taught Hit Boy. I think they taught each other, you know, about their perspective lanes, which is a good thing. I'm not even mad about that. But, you know.
Yeah, that's good for them. But that wasn't what you're talking about here with, like, Common and Pete Rock.
No.
Nas had reached out to Large Pro. Woo!
Well, you know? Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, see, Nas, if he's doing a Large Pro or if he's doing a Diamond D or anything like that, could be super special. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to start. That's happy talk on the Hip Hop Digest. You know what I mean? It's happy talk. You know what I mean? And any other veterans who are on deck to come out and represent to the fullest in this year is just amazing. And I feel good about that.
We still highly anticipating this Rakim out full album.
I'm still worried a little.
I'm still worried a little. I'm still a little worried too. because it's so many features on there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but that single that it released took away a little bit of the apprehension for me. A little bit.
Okay, and then so what we won't mention, but let's see if we can get in and out. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Do it, killer.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I just want to get in and out. Yes, because I only want to get in and out on the specter of Benzino, who is carrying damn near a 30-year campaign against Eminem. And I agree only in the fact that does Eminem make good music? No.
Nope.
No, he does not make good music. Does he make music that sells out the box? Of course he does.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. But
so we got to clarify this, B.
Okay.
When you say, does he make good music? You mean he pick good tracks?
Well, okay, you can say
that's the way I have to clarify. Okay. Because, like I always say, if you turn off the music and listen to this nigga's words, he is rapping his ass off. He is spitting. Something ridiculously spitting. The metaphors and everything is ridiculous.
If you read the words, is what you're saying, right?
Exactly.
Because the delivery is horrible.
If you read those words, you'd be like, God, this nigga is really going for it.
You know what, B? I can't do it.
You can't separate the wheat from the chaff.
No, exactly. Thank you. I was just about to say that. That takes me back to the cotton gin, separating the wheat from the chaff. I can't do it. If that's the case, then, you know, cannabis is in niggas' all-time top 10. If we're doing that.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm saying that we have to clarify the fact that you saying good music, meaning that he's just completely whack. Lyrics and everything.
Ooh.
Again, cannabis would be an easy top 10 if cannabis's records were better.
Yo, Kurt. Eminem is being fucking whack on purpose, B. I'm sorry. If you compare this dude, Marshall Mathers, Eminem, whatever the fuck they're calling him right now, Slim Shady, whatever they're calling him, if you compare him to when he was pre-signed, it's night and day, my G.
Oh, yeah, he's got it.
I'm just wondering.
He's in a pocket right now, B, where he knows where the money comes in.
Yeah, no doubt. You know that. Right. But he got enough money. He'll never be poor and he'll never be broke. I wonder what an Eminem would sound like over a Domingo track.
See, but the
difference.
Here we go. That's if he could get out of that pocket that he's in. The rhyming pocket that he's in. If he tries to get on a Domingo track and started to rap the same way he does now, you'll be like, the track is beautiful, but what the fuck? Why is he rapping like that?
But do you think the producer would allow him to be with that goofy shit?
Well, ain't nobody allowing him to do shit right now, B. This nigga's on LeBron status. You ain't allowing this nigga to do nothing. He's going to do
it. So now that makes what we just talked about with that, and I'm going to get out of the Eminem thing. That makes the Common record and the Slum Village and the other things that I mentioned so good. Because, you know, Common has been produced by and on records with The Roots and J Dilla and, you know, Hall of Fame for sure. He never worked with Pete Rock before. You know what I mean? They had to come to a meeting of the minds. And I hear, at least on rumor mill, Pete Rock is very difficult to work with. You know? But
you don't think that Pete probably swallowed a little pride in this one?
He may have been.
Maybe he's already had to come to Jesus moment. It's like, you know what? Fuck this. How you want to do this? Let's get this done. I'm gonna put the tracks out here. You get on the tracks and you spit with very little direction. You do what you do. I do what I do. Let's come together.
The album is so tasteful. What I really like about the album, one particular thing people don't seem to catch on to is that, you know, Common does his thing very well on the tracks, but he lets the tracks and gives enough air in the tracks that you really are listening to Pete Rock production at a high level. He's not over every second of the track. I love that.
Ella, at risk of losing Artemis from the text chain again, you heard what he said on, or you read what he said on there, and that dude Artemis is dead set.
Eminem
did his thing, and Common didn't.
Okay, So what Artemis?
Or was that T-Bear?
No. T-Bear? No, it was Artemis. No, and what Artemis said is true. He didn't say that Common didn't do his thing. He said that it seemed like Common was struggling to sort of ride the pocket that Pete Rock presents.
Those words hurt.
Yes.
Common.
No. He didn't really say Common was struggling. He just said that it may be struggling ride in the pocket, but Common's rhyme style is like that. So he didn't really change his rhyme style, you know, but I think the fact that he didn't, and it shows growth. I ain't even gonna say growth, that's the wrong word, but it shows an ear for the music that maybe Common was like, okay, I'm gonna pare my rhymes down to where you're getting a minute and a half of Pete Rock cutting all the layers of samples in each track. If you really listen, your average rap record, the MC is on the record from second one to second 2.5-3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? That's not like this in this. A lot of empty Pete Rock beats, a lot of, you know, quasi-instrumentals in there. I love it.
Love that man cook.
To get a drum or something.
Yeah, indeed, no doubt. So shout out to them. And like I said, any other veteran, I look for, hopefully, again, you can only say hopefully, this inspires people out there who may be of our age, older, or a little younger in their 40s to say, oh, wow, let me call up X, Y, and Z.
You know, and real quick, throw Razzcast in that veteran shit, too, because he got a very good album out here.
See, yeah.
It just came out recently.
Yeah, Razzcast, shout to you. Indeed.
And Raz's been doing it for a while, though. He don't really be taking long breaks off. You can always catch him doing something.
Indeed. True. Indeed. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is a little bit unpleasant. A little bit.
See, Kurt, he set us up.
I don't like how he's doing this right now. I really, I don't like the
first.
Don't tell me that we're doing happy talk and then tell me something is unpleasant. And then you're going to come back and say, this might sting a little bit. Oh, you might hate this one. Just give it to me. Put a Band-Aid off, B.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is coded with bias.
Uh-oh.
And I say this having not watched the documentary. And I'm talking about the Microphone Check documentary.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying
this. You really want to do this?
Of course. Damn right.
Forget that Eminem stuff. This topic is even worse.
Okay. Well, no. No, it's not. Because my principle is you don't have to be, I didn't really have, so A, number one, if any of the Digest text chain want to rip and send me a copy, I'll be more than happy to watch the documentary. Personally, I'm not going to put no money in that brother's hands. These are personal. This may even had nothing to do with the Digest as a corporation. This is personal. I think what I found out about him, and of course, Lord Jamal, of course, he's up to his regular hijinks, so I'm not really surprised at Lord Jamal. But I find that it is coded with bias. And I find that it is a terrible representation that you're basically taking hip hop down to the race card. That born here as African Americans, as blacks here, is the arbiter of creation. Now, I get it. I get the sentiment. Doesn't matter what it is. Jazz, blues, rock, African Americans, you know, the building of this country. We, you know, our ancestors, we've been in this shit. You know what I mean?
Our hands is in everything.
Our hands is definitely in everything. So I get the sentiment.
Grandma's hands.
But before I get into the topic really heavy, I want to say that me and Kurt G spend a lot of time sometimes not even really doing nothing, just in here listening to music, right? And then listening to music and finding out who producing what, because we always go behind the scenes. It's not just the track, either I like it or not. Who produced it? Where did it come from? What label they on? I believe in a lot of instances, yeah, is there the prototypical white man culture vulture? Yeah, of course. Of course. But that would have been here anyway.
Well, you're not stopping that.
That would have been here anyway. I find that is plausible enough to say that African Americans, a lot of times, walk away from their lineage.
Oh, that's true indeed.
Walk away from their musical heritage.
Oh, preach, preach.
I'm sorry about that, bruh.
Preach.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, you know.
I'm not mad anytime that somebody picks up something that we started and goes ahead and keeps it going. Nigga, we started it and we decided that wasn't cool no more. That wasn't hot no more. We done moved on. We're moving forward. Andre 3000 playing a flute. We're moving forward. I don't want to do that unless it's something fresh, something that makes me feel good, something that I could do that's right now. Fuck that old school shit, unless somebody picks it up that we don't like and be like, oh, now it becomes hot again because they did it. Oh, we did that shit first. We should be getting the credit.
Yeah.
Nigga, you could have kept the credit if you'd have kept it going. You let it go and put it on the side of the road and stepped over it.
So let me
they
read
came and picked it up and ran with it.
That's real. Let me read a copy.
Gonna walk away.
Let me read a copy. Tariq Nasheed tells the untold story of hip hop history.
He said untold.
It's like cough drop in my mouth.
That was a Freudian slip, though.
I know, right? Untold story of microphone check. The 2-hour documentary tells the story of the architects, breakdancers like Trixie and Sasa, I think that's how you pronounce that, rappers Melly Mel and Coca La Rock, graffiti artist Daryl Cornbread McKay, and DJ Disco King Mario created hip-hop's culture for the four original elements. Now, all of these people certainly are true people. I remember a lot of talk in Disco King Mario and the Founding Fathers documentary, which was a similar type of documentary. Yeah, it was about DJs, but them motherfuckers spent the large majority dissing the shit out of Herc. So this ain't new.
They
were really angry. So when it comes to breakdancers, Trixie, I didn't really do a lot of research on that, so I'm going to walk away from that. When it comes to MCs, Melly Mel and Coca La Rock, yeah, I got some beef with that. And I got a little bit of evidence, too. I got a little beef with that, you know what I'm saying? Daryl Cornbread McCray, it didn't take very long to find a dozen fucking videos, not recent videos, like 5-7 years old, where these niggas is like, yo, this nigga was not the dude. He was the equivalent, I guess, to a certain extent of like DC Cool Disco Dan.
Wow.
Cause he didn't do burners. He didn't do whole trains. Right. Yeah, but right. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do whole trains. But all that being said, that's cool. The only place that I'm going to charge up that hill and that I would go heavy on Mr. Nasheed and Lord Jamal is the DJ part. I got them motherfuckers because using their the way they explain it, using it the same way. Well, you could tell me the African Americans, the foundational, and that's what he pushing a lot, this foundational Black American shit. And to me, even the cuts of the documentary. That were on YouTube, I don't give a fuck, B. A lot of them fucking veterans, Busy B and Melly Mel and these niggas, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas look like they was getting played. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was their opinion, but B is like...
Not gangster just to get a rep, gangster just to get a check? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying even they got paid. I'm just saying that, you know, you're going to see these folks in videos all the time. You get a hip-hop documentary out there, Grandmaster Caz is in most of them. But I never heard that rhetoric until now.
He didn't say that to us when we interviewed him, did he?
Well, no, we didn't interview Caz. We interviewed Theodore.
Yeah, my bad. I'm tripping. I'm getting old.
Yeah, Grand Wizard Theodore.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, we need to make that happen then.
So anyway, it goes into the whole thing, just like Founding Fathers. you know, where some people may think that rapping started with, you know, Jamaican toasting and this, that, and the third, which, you know, I heard Lord Jamal say that, and that's right. It didn't start like that. They sort of go back to a gentleman, Prince Meek Markham, North Carolina comedian, whatever the record he had out. It was
Pygmy, wasn't it? Pygmy?
No, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm all fucked up here. Anyway,
you're old.
Yeah, I am, no doubt. I can't read. It's getting to the point. I don't have my spectacles on. That's the problem. I can't see the paper.
Let me add this in real quick before you read any more that copy. That shit really blew up on the text chain, and this is the second time it blew up on the text chain.
It did, no doubt.
And with respect to Cookbook, the Puerto Rican, that's my man's. I want to say that, and we had offline conversation. I think that we agree that hip hop, just like fucking jazz, rock and roll, country, or any other music, may have been started by African Americans, just to use that term. I don't want to say black people, I'll say African American, okay? That started that shit. African Americans started hip hop, not the fucking Jamaican shit that you're talking about, not no other shit. African Americans started hip hop. We didn't call it hip hop until a certain point, but it was started by black people, and we all agree on that. But in the same conversation, you cannot say that hip hop wasn't benefited by other races of people who loved the culture just like we did.
Their methodology is flawed to me, though. So the name of the record, Pig Meat Markham, the name of the record is Here Comes the Judge.
Yeah, Here Comes the Judge.
1968. Yeah. Now, if you go from 68 and then you go from Coca-Cola Rock, to be totally honest with you, Prince Meat Markham was actually kind of barred up. Coca-Cola Rock had no bars.
American.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
That's the point. That's the point that I think. Yes, you can put it on a timeline and say this person, that person, this, that person, whatever. But when you look, again, I'm a whole pie person, and then I go into the slices, all right? The whole pie says, whether it's pig meat or whoever, African-Americans created this shit.
So,
but you need the owner of the fever. You need the owner of the rooftop. You need all these other people to be included in this. So the argument is just too all over the place.
That's what I was going to say. See, that's what I was going to say. See, out of all of these people, so who I think you really needed, and I know why you can't have him, and the principal people involved wouldn't have him. The only person you can have left is Bambaataa. Okay, but they're not gonna fuck with Bambaataa.
But if you're talking history, you gotta put him in there.
But no,
gonna talk about it, who started this, who did that, who did this, who did that, you gotta start putting the names of the people that, whether they future tells you what happened in the future, but I'm saying if you're gonna tell something about a past, are you gonna put some history in here, nigga? You gotta put the people in there that had something to do with it.
Not unless you're pushing an agenda.
See, and that's where it's fucked up at. Because you can't push an history can't push an agenda, or it's fucking flawed. It's not history if you're pushing an agenda.
So at the end, of the day, I guess when I kind of look at this, it's kind of like Cowboy from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five is the first person who came up with the term hip hop. Okay, he was the first person. Okay, all right, and in between Love Bug Starsky and Bambaataa, they kind of roped that term hip hop into the whole culture, you know? So that's the whole thing.
Right.
So whenever Cowboy said that name hip hop, then I'm not saying that's the start of hip hop, but I'm just saying it wasn't until Love Bug Starsky and Bambaataa roped the entire culture around the name hip hop. And like I said before, I would charge up that hill on their methodology on DJing. You know what I'm saying? Because Disco King Mario, who they're saying was the first, but DJing started before him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. DJ, and of course, people will be like, oh, nah, that ain't hip-hop DJing.
But it's if you're going to say who started DJing, you got to say
who started DJing.
But we're not talking. See, this is where it gets fucking cloudy. We're not talking about fucking who was the first DJ. We're talking about hip hop.
B.
Was Thrash the first fucking guitar player?
No.
He a bad motherfucker though, right?
Right.
And a lot of people can look to him and say, damn, Thrash is a bad motherfucker. But there was somebody before him. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
It's Mr. Markham. Here comes the judge in 68. Was they calling that MCing?
No, they were not.
No, no.
See, then stop that shit. To me, using their methodology, because they go back to playing the dozens is as the equivalent like of a cipher. You know what I'm saying? That's what they go back to. That started in a black community. So, you know, you can't know cipher, you know. And
but
then
if it wasn't called hip hop at the time, or if it wasn't part of the community of rap music or built off of this culture, then you can't include it just because some black person did it.
So you saying Disco King Mario was the absolute first African-American, but you're saying, oh, you rope him in hip hop. Well, he was the first hip hop DJ to do it. It wasn't Herc. Oh, yeah. This is just like Founding Fathers. Just because Herc is, you know, you got people, because Herc Jamaican. I mean, you should have heard Chi-Rock. She was throwing motherfuckers under the bus. Yeah, if they had put on some Jamaican music, they put some Jamaican music, the people left. People, floor empty, people left. Oh, yeah, bruh. Yeah, bro. You can see these clips on YouTube. You know what I mean? It ain't even that, you know what I'm saying? It ain't even like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking to myself.
But it probably was true at that time.
But I'm thinking to myself, what a terrible way to treat our brothers. Yeah. What a terrible way to treat our brothers. Crazy Legs. I'm just saying. I wonder, is that they, you know, I wonder if Grandmaster Caz is treating Rocky Buchano sideways.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? There's a very good
that.
Yeah. Well, there's a very good story of the filming of Beat Street, and Crazy Legs wanted them to play "Let's Just Begun" by Jimmy Castor as the scene in the Roxy. He wanted it to be so authentic that he fought for that record. Ultimately, he left. I mean, he lost that battle because they put in, you know, company music. But still, right. You know what I'm saying? He fought and put skin in the game for hip hop.
Newsflash for anybody listening. Here's a spoiler. Most people who are repping this culture and are pushing it forward to a point of trying to hold down the roots of this culture,
huh, man,
are not black.
Huh, man.
Newsflash.
Yeah. Huh, man.
We walk away.
We walk away from our shit. Or we, if it ain't fucking the now trending topic, nigga, then we don't want nothing to do with it. We want to jump on it when it starts to blow up. Or when somebody else takes some shit that we did and makes it and turns it into something better. We say, oh, we started that.
So,
which is true,
it's true. You're right what you're saying, but don't try to fucking fight on it like you're about to beat somebody up because this person started. But damn, this nigga took what you did and threw it in the trash, took it out the trash and made it into something else and made it better.
So Tariq Nasheed and Lord Jamal want something that KRS got. You want something that Crazy Legs got. They want something, you know, Lord Jamal out there putting a deadline. I'm giving these niggas 2 days to get on this podcast. Of course, get on his podcast. And I'm going to present the facts. And people can't accept the facts. Then, you know, like Lord Jamal got the facts. Lord Jamal pushing an agenda, bruh. He pushing an agenda. And again, I'll only run up the hill of DJing. I'll run up that hill because where there were plenty of African-American DJs, but again, where exactly do you call that and where do you start at hip hop? Of course, they are against the entire Herc history perspective.
This is probably Thor and Bulgari Black's worst Hip Hop Digest episode.
Oh, they probably done turned it off by now. They probably done turned it off by now.
But no, they argue.
And that's cool.
They're gonna definitely come back and argue with you. But I'm saying, my point is that you can't just stand and want to fall on your sword for some shit that, when you look at it with clear eyes, 20/20 vision, and see what the total pie, as you say, looks like. There's a lot of different people and coaches involved in that pie.
Yeah, I would like to hear. We you know who else I'd like to hear from? I'd like to hear from Fat Five Freddy, too.
Ooh.
I'd like to hear from, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. I want to hear from Bambada. I want to hear from Fat Five Freddy. I want to hear from people who aren't probably going to push Mr. Nasheed's agenda. He has a specific agenda. So, again, I'm going to get out of this topic. I just personally am like, you know what? I was this close to buying it, but I'm not going to put no money in that nigga's pocket. I'm sorry, bruh, because I that's how much I vehemently disagree with that. I know it, but I understand the sentiment. Because African Americans' hands have been in every cultural, musical, movement
we have
in this country, including hip hop.
From the beginning.
Right there. And I don't want to disrespect, you know, Trixie or Cornbread or whatever. I'm not saying that they didn't do what they did, but I still say that none of what they were doing fell under the heading of hip hop until Cowboy, Love Bug Starsky and Bambada put that together. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? That's just where it starts for me. You're right.
Your listeners, he's sorry, not sorry.
You know what I mean? No, I'm just saying. These niggas is showing cats doing breakdancing moves back in the 1940s, I think. The 1950s, these old black and white clips.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying
it wasn't called that. It wasn't right. that at the time.
It wasn't a part of the culture as a whole.
You can come up and just go ahead and get a whole bunch of shit to fit your narrative. And go find some shit to fit your narrative and put it out there and say, see, first black person to dance was this person right here. It wasn't this caveman. It was the first black person that did this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Can I throw another dart?
Go ahead.
For them brothers, it was basically break dancing back in the 40s and 30s. They were called buck dancers, weren't they?
They were called what?
Buck dancers.
Oh, buck dancing? I don't know. I mean, maybe.
That's what was called.
Okay. Okay.
But we're talking hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And we know that there's a solid point in time where that started to, you know, all the ingredients were coming together for it to be hip hop, which is an amalgamation of a few things, not just rapping.
Dang, it's funny. I wonder how long Lord Jamal been gritting his teeth on that. Back in the days when hip hop began, it was Coca-Cola Rock, Kool Herc, and then Bam. I wonder how long he been gritting his teeth.
With Vlad first. He got stuff fucking with Vlad.
He said he been start fucking with Vlad.
He don't mess with Vlad
anymore. And called Vlad the ultimate. Okay. And called Vlad the ultimate culture vulture. But anyway, I digress.
Took them checks.
I don't even know if he was getting paid back then. It was just a matter of just being being on the platform. Mm.
But in any case,
he was all in video talking.
So in any case, I will, and I'd love to have a format again where I put forth on there the way they lay it out, you lay out DJing on that same platform, they come up short. They come up short. You know what I'm saying? So one more thing before I leave, you ever see the video of the one-legged African-American dancer who's out there on crutches? And and so how people try to connect him to crip walking. Now we're was Tookie Williams? Was Tookie Williams and them niggas really studying that nigga and then made up their crip walk? How you gonna make that connection?
It makes sense because you're talking about it's not politically correct to say it. It's not politically correct to say it, but short could be crip could be short for cripple. Crip walking.
Because the original I hope the West Coast brothers, if I'm wrong, then you know they can correct me. But Crip was actually baby gangsters, Cribs, not Cripple.
Right.
So I'm just saying. But people want to extrapolate shit, and again, to Lord Jamal and Mr. Nasheed, I understand your sentiment. I'm not player hating you, like, but I understand your sentiment and so desperately wanting to grab the narrative. But bruh, where we are in hip hop right now in 2024, yo, we done walked away from a lot of shit, and it's a lot of motherfuckers. Unless you, like we always did talked about on the digest, unless you willing to call out substandard DJing, substandard beat making, substandard MCing, I don't give a fuck how hot they are. Unless you willing to call that out, unless you willing to stand on what's true and truth about this culture, to me, you part of the problem any motherfucking way. So, so that's what that is. To me, Lord Jamal and this filmmaker wasted 2 hours of good film when they could have, if you really wanted to talk about Culture Vulture, I don't know, when did that start? When Tom Silverman went up to the Bronx and Bambaataa? Did it start with Lior Cohen? I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Start with Chappelle?
I mean, it could be. I'm just saying. You want to talk about that? Y'all wasted a lot of time trying to put forth a narrative that it started only with African Americans. Anybody else with another lineage came in and were just contributing, like they just chipped in on a bottle of booze and shit.
But even with, what's the problem with that? We all drinking.
I don't want all that motherfucking backwash, nigga.
Oh no, we not sipping off the bottle, bro. No. Everybody all right. Got their cup. So, chip in.
No doubt.
Hey, fuck all that Thunderbird, nigga.
So, like I said, yo, shout out to who'd you say was that? Bagari Black and D-Thor.
And Bakari Black.
Yep. Man, y'all niggas was going in. I put my shit on complete mute. Y'all niggas was going in so much.
Nah, let me repeat. The only hill that I'ma stand and I'ma plant my flag on is the DJ Hill, which is the foundation of hip hop to begin with. I plant my flag on that Disco King Mario certainly took cues from the motherfuckers downtown and shit who was disco DJing before him. I'm just saying. But we'll have to discuss that when we can discuss it in a civil manner and agree to disagree, because it's one of those circular topics where you will not reach a consensus.
Well, you're not going to do that,
please. No, of course not.
It's like I always tell my son or anybody that asks for advice, never try to change somebody's mind. They're the only person that's going to be able to change their mind. You can't convince somebody of some shit they don't want to believe.
No doubt. Ooh. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest show is pre-Mount Rushmore. Now, we have been talking about this for a little while, and because we did the original Mount Rushmore, which we're keeping, okay? Which we're keeping. We ain't doing that over. Which we're keeping. And Herbie Lovebug, I'm sorry, folks, but he deserves it. That somebody at work hit me up. He's like, yo, listen to the show, but I think you should have did before sort of our own microphone check.
Uh-oh. You know what I mean? Man, did the bus just come through here?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it light.
I think I felt that wheels go by my feet.
So anyway, so we're going to talk about the producers not pre-hip-hop, because it's certainly hip-hop, but early enough that maybe most of these you should know, maybe one or two you don't. All right. So if there were four people, in my estimation, that should have been on the pre-Granite, okay, I'm going to start at number one. Everybody should know it. Sylvia Robinson, Sugar Hill Records. Okay. Rapper's Delight, 1979. The Message, 1982. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, both produced by Sylvia. Both. Okay? I mean, this is not like it is today. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, those records, you're still playing Rapper's Delight in 82 when the Message comes out anyway. You know what I mean? That's the thing that we were in. So Sylvia Robinson obviously would be pre-Rush, right?
Right.
Okay. Yep. Number two, and I said this before, but I thought it was so true. Bobby Robinson of Enjoy Records. Bobby Robinson actually was producing and had a long producer career, started producing in the early 50s. Okay? Enjoy Records. He produced okay, in 1979, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, their very first record, Super Record. I mean, damn, Super Rapping. Okay? Right. Funky Four plus One More. Spoonie G, which was Bobby Robinson's nephew. I didn't know that. Kumo D and the Treacherous Three. And Dougie Fresh, Just Having Fun, Do the Beatbox.
Wow.
Bobby Robinson of Enjoy Records produced all those records. Okay? Now, I want to stop for a minute. And there's a lot of talk in that documentary, just to go back to the documentary for a minute. And your boy Mel is all over the documentary, right?
Right.
So, as I'm doing some research, I've seen a little thing up there on the next producer. And his linked up with Mel. But what I found out, and I knew this, right? I knew this, that Mel is known and even was known back then for recycling rhymes. Okay? I want to play a clip from their very first record in 1979, Super Rapping. And I want you to listen to Melly Mel's verse. And then after the verse plays, we'll get back to it. Go ahead, G, cue it up.
Melly Mel, come on, what you got for me?
You don't stop, fat body box. Say a child's born with no state of mind. It's blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too. Because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll go in the ghetto, living second rate. And your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The place you play, where you stay, it looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers. Thugs, pimps, and pushers at the big money maker. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s. And you want to grow up to be just like them. Wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-born, walking around like a pretty boy. Boy, turn stick up, kid, and look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bitch. Now your manhood is took your pay tag. Spent the next 2 years and the other couple bags. Being used in abuse, served like hell. So one day you were found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was flawed. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. Say it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Rap like hell.
Wow. Wow.
Word for word. Word for word.
Oh. Wow. See, that don't go well, right, with the if you're a goat shit, right?
Wow.
That don't go well with the modern day motif of the goat, right?
Wow.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars.
That was Melly Mel on Super Rap in 1979, way before, let's see, so the message came out in 82?
I think so, yeah, 81, 82, somewhere around there.
Yeah, 1982. So he was holding that rhyme in his pocket since 79 or prior.
He just broke it back out again.
Yeah, he pulled it back.
He said, I got twin Glocks, nigga.
Hold it.
I'm going to fire that gun again.
Hold it. Hold it.
Wait for it. Wait
okay,
for
so
it.
I just wanted to point that out there, yo. You know what I mean? I just wanted to point that out. Shout out to Mel, man.
This is the type of chick. Look, this is the type of shit you only get on a Hip Hop Digest show, yo. Because everybody else is too busy. You riding that pole.
Oh, shit.
We don't do that here. Damn. We're honest with it. That's just an honest genuine.
Okay.
God.
So let me get back to the pre-rush. I just wanted to put that out there. You know, I'm just saying. Melly Mel all up in that documentary talking a gang of shit too, you know what I mean?
You pulled out the full diesel with a trailer attached on it, though.
Nigga, you talk about receipts. God.
But the point is that it Super Rapping is a readily available record. And it takes a month.
If the wrong person hears that shit, we going viral.
Niggas going to be cussing at us.
Nah, because everybody's going to be like, nah, because it's way too many people who are at the altar of Mel. And I understand that. Because, see, when it comes to originators, I'm at the altar of Kumo D. That's my guy on the Originators. I remember you saying you was at the altar of Curtis Blow.
Yes, sir.
I mean, so, you know, everybody got their guy. Everybody got their guy. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Damn.
Wow. The whole
blow, B. That's a blow. That's a real
B. That's not a blow because that has been that's been right there in our faces the whole time.
Just never really listened to that version.
You just never really listened to Super Rapping. Fuck, Super Rapping is 12 minutes long. You're not going to listen to that. And it's probably 10 minutes by the time you get the Mel's verse.
Right, it's a whole bunch of niggas rapping beforehand.
So.
Wow.
All right, let me get back to Pre-Rushmore. Let me get back to Pre-Rushmore.
He set us up, Kurt. He set us up like a mug.
Oh, and there's a funny part. He was looking for that shit hard before the show. He's like, I know I got that shit. I know I got it.
B, let me get back to Pre-Rushmore. I got two more cats on Pre-Rushmore. All right, the third cat that should be on the pre-Mount Rushmore list is Duke Booty.
Oh, yes.
Duke Booty, okay. Beauty and the Beat Records. Now, the reason why Duke Booty is up there, because Duke Booty... Okay.
I tried to squeeze him in on the first one.
Did you? Okay.
I don't think he made it, though.
Hey, Duke Booty and Mel.
I just heard Dipsy pawn. Duke Booty and squeezing in?
We're squeezing Duke's booty? Why? Why would you want to squeeze Duke's booty?
So Duke Booty.
I'm sorry.
So Duke Booty and Mel, They actually, I believe, wrote the message in 1980, you know, talking about the New York City transit strike. And then that's when they talk about Mel's verse, A Child Is Born with the State of Mind, being from Super Rapping in 79 or whatever. And then he goes on, Duke Booty goes on to write again with Mel. And it's credited on the message to Survival.
Oh, that's a hot joint, too.
Which is crazy. And New York, New York.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Duke Booty co-writing for Whitmail on those records. Okay. So, you know, all this goes.
The body is cold, B. Okay. The body is cold.
Well, I was. Look, I'm not doing
rest
that.
In peace.
I'm not doing that to besmirch Mel. I'm just saying that's why he needs to be on he's the third head on the Pre-Rushmore. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Along with his Beauty and the Beat record label, which he also produced. Whoop, word of mouth.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Featuring DJ Cheese King Cut. Which he also produced. Z3MC's Triple Threat.
Yeah, that Triple Threat joint's hot.
You know what I'm saying? Shout to Baltimore, Z3MC's. Okay? And it was edited, and those records were edited by the Latin Rascals. Yuck, 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 yuck. Yeah, they were edited by the Latin Rascals. Okay? Just wanted to, you know, because they chipped in. Latin Rascals chipped in. Okay, and their career crazy anyway, but that I digress. And the fourth person is a squeeze in, but I put him in because the longevity and the wide variety of music, kind of not just hip hop, but Vaughn Mason is the fourth person.
Vaughn Mason? Dang.
Vaughn Mason.
Mr. Bass Player?
Yes. Wow. And the reason why Vaughn Mason is in there is, let me go through the Vaughn Mason jump off, okay? Obviously, you know about his own personal hits, Bounce Rock, Roll Skate, Jammin' Big Guitar.
Every time I hear that, I think about Lost Boys.
So Jammin' Big Guitar. But he also, again, produced and was the bass player on Spider D's Smurfy Dance, which obviously you know Dr. Dre sampled the hell out of that. You know what I mean? On that Smurfy's Dance, on that 50 Cent record, How We Do.
He didn't sample, he bit the shit out of that joint.
Okay.
He bit that beat. He bit the fuck out of that beat.
Yeah. No doubt. But also, and he was all over the place. He was behind the boards and mixed Cuts Got This Flavor on Wild Pitch Records.
Wow.
Yes, he was behind the boards. He mixed that. Okay. He also was... Raze or Craze, depending on when you got the record, Break for Love. That whole group, bass line, everything is Vaughn Mason.
That's house classic.
Yes, that's Vaughn Mason, though. Okay. He also He also presents Doug Lazy, Let It Roll, way back on Groove Street, back Washington, D.C. house label. By the time they ended up on Atlantic Records with the major label, Vaughn Mason was the executive producer for all that hip house shit and Vaughn Mason.
Getting a check.
Okay. And of course, you know, he is, when you look at his credits, he was really went from funk, you know, to hip hop a little bit, to house, to hip house. So, you know, not hip hop in a classic sense. And maybe somebody could come up with another name. But I was like, nah, Vaughn Mason, you know what I mean, is a guy that I would throw in there as a, you know, underrated. You never hear about him, but his work stands on its own.
Wow.
Kurt, I know Peter Oasis ain't going to listen to the end, but can you play big guitar at the end of that joint?
So let me, and one more piece of history that I just wanted to throw out there. On Vaughn Mason and Crew, Bounce Rock Roll Skate, it was actually mastered by Jose Rodriguez, wow, a New York-based engineer born in Puerto Rico. He worked at Frankward Wayne Mastering Labs and Sterling Sound and at Media Sound. His cutting are recognizable by the symbols JR in the cutout part of the record, all right? So he was one of the most important mastering engineers, okay? A studio fixture in the disco era, and helped create the 12-inch 45 RPM, not just the 12-inch 33 and a third, the 12-inch 45 RPM while working with Tom Moulton. Of course, Joey Rodriguez, you know, born in Puerto Rico, just chipped in. yuck. I'm just saying, I would throw that in there. Just again, like I said, you know, you're just shitting on people who are in the industry and who working hard. You know what I'm saying? You want to act like, well, you act like that Joey was up in there and riding our boy's dick up at Frankfurt Wayne.
He's sucking the record industry dick.
Oh my god, this is the anti-diff, anti-Bulgari Black episode, B.
No, it ain't. I'm just putting some little known names that you would have never knew anything about or whatever. Herb Powers. What, you think he's up in there sucking Herb Powers and them dick up at Forker Wayne? No, of course not. He's putting his own work in.
Jeez. He's putting
tripling down. Tonight.
Tripling down, going all the way in.
No, I ain't big.
That's why I said it like that.
I'm not gonna be a party to those type of things, but you know, so anyway, but that's all I got, man. That's all I got. I'm good.
So for the listeners that don't wanna go through and have to go back and listen to all that again, could you just say all the names you just put in there?
Okay.
You had Sylvia Robinson. I remember her.
Okay, so the four pre-Mount Rushmore people that I think should be on a stone granite, or at least a sign commemorating them, all right, is Sylvia Robinson, Sugar Hill Records, Bobby Robinson, Enjoy Records, Duke Booty, Beauty and the Beat Records, but of course known as the producer for Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five's probably biggest records. And as well as all the stuff that he did on Beauty and the Beat Records, his own label, and Vaughn Mason as a dark horse person who put in a lot of work from funk through rap through house, hip house. So those are my four names.
I get some auguring on that though, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh no, and I admit that Vaughn Mason is a dark horse, and people will want to just kick him out of there. And I get it, no doubt. If you come up with another name, I wouldn't take offense if you wanted to fade Vaughn Mason. But I was like, man, Vaughn Mason work is just kind of important there to me. But that's what's up, pre Mount Rushmore or the Digest Rushmore.
All right,
I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it at all. You did the homework. You did the due dilly. Me and Kurt We rocking with you, though.
Yeah, I can agree with that, Lesby.
All right, so that's what's up, man. That's all I got, man. That is all I got, yo. I'm tapped out, you know what I mean? And again, I know I'm going to get hammered out there. I know I'm going to get hammered. Gary, D-Thor, others probably going to be hammered. Yo, Cookbook, you know what I'm saying? I got you, but I got you because, you know, because I'm standing on firm facts, bruh. Standing on firm facts.
And I want to apologize. I want to apologize to Cookbook, the Puerto Rican, personally, because I told him I was going to put him on so we can get in here with us to have this part of the discussion. And it is to be continued because for the fact that my man, my brother, is a Puerto Rican who is, without a doubt, hip-hop and has some knowledge of the history of that shit.
I would like to get Cookbook on after we see the documentary, because what I said today was pre-documentary, and I'm not buying it. I ain't putting no money in that nigga's pocket. Somebody give me a rip. somebody give me a rip on the DVD. That's what I'm putting it out there. Somebody give me a rip off the DVD.
Oh shit.
Well, the request has been asked, so there it is.
Hip-Hop Digest is not down with the illegal bootlegging of people's hard-earned work. Hey,
Curtis, stop it. If King Killer just happened to find it in his inbox,
trip over it while it's in his inbox, and he decided to pick it up without letting anyone know.
Yeah.
So after that's when I'm going to have Cookbook on. After all of us, including Cookbook, get a chance to watch the documentary.
Well, there it is. It's official. There it is.
So official tissue.
And before I know where we're leading to, because we went long again, but I know where we're about leading to. But I just want to give a couple shout outs.
Oh, please.
Some of my favorites at the Hip Hop Digest show. And I definitely want to give T-Bear 183. If y'all don't know him, y'all need to go ahead and look for his mixes and stuff he be doing. And as a whole, I called him out, but as a whole, yo, Grayskull, y'all doing that thing, yo.
Yo, Grayskull, Grayskull, I got something to say. I got a couple tracks I want to send y'all away that I produced.
Oh.
Y'all might want to jump on. I don't know. So let me know what the email I need to send that shit to.
Kurt, we'll talk about that after the show.
Okay.
All right, no doubt. Hey, yo, that's what's up, yo, no doubt. And I wanna give a shout out to Chris Lehman, his brother.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanna give a shout out to them specifically. Bronny James is whack.
Wow.
So
I'm
putting that out there to my West Coast brothers. Wow. Yo, Bronny, I'm not down, bruh.
Let me ask you, Kurt, because I'm gonna get King Killer.
That was strong, my nigga. That's strong. I'm saying yes. I'm going to agree with you. He's whack right now.
Okay.
He's whack right now, and he doesn't deserve a roster spot right now. Can he earn it? Yes, he can earn it. And I'm rooting for him because too many people are going against him. But damn, yeah. B.
For the wrong reason. Going against him for the wrong reason.
But
they don't care about us.
B, this is strictly basketball.
Not you, Killer. Not you. But there are people, and you cannot deny it, that they're more mad that LeBron James' son is in the NBA than the fact that this young kid scored like 2 points in his college career. And is looking bad in his summer shit. So now let me pull a Kurt G on y'all.
All right.
Pull a Kurt G. You can be mad as the fuck you want to. Let me ask you this. Are you mad, or do you have any feelings, thoughts, concerns about the greatness of LeBron James playing for all these years and his son getting in the fucking NBA playing with him on the Lakers? That's a problem for you personally?
It's not a problem for them, B. It's not, but it irks people's sensibilities of fairness. Is where it goes. It digs into their sense of fairness, but it ain't shit fair about this world, and we know that.
B, I don't want to go long. I don't want to go long on Bronny.
Nepotism is deep. Nepotism runs deep.
Can we get out? Deep. Can we get out? For me,
you started it.
No, what this is just like in Scarface, yo. This ain't personal. This is strictly business. he is taking up a roster spot from someone who is hella better than him. I don't even think Bronny makes the D League. This strictly business.
Damn.
This strictly business.
The way he's playing right now, he doesn't get a spot B on any league.
So hey, that's all I'm saying.
Y'all know Russell Westbrook had similar college stats.
Hey,
Russell Westbrook, who's going in the Hall of Fame.
If he turns it around and he becomes another Russell Westbrook, I'll be apologizing, eating my words. I have no problem doing
that's
that.
That's why I want to say he's whack. I'm going to say he's whack right now and hope he gets better.
Okay, so I want to now. Can we get to the digital freaks?
Let's go. This burns right now. B, the Lakers is a dumpster fire to him right now.
It is.
They're picking up coaches that haven't coached it ever in the league.
Whoa, yeah, let's talk about that shit, B. Let's not talk about that shit. Talk about that shit. Sam Cassell somewhere without a head coaching job.
Okay,
B.
Okay. So pregame, I already said that, and Kurt G will validate that.
I wasn't.
Okay. So, can I get to the digital freaks?
He's ready to get out. You're talking about his love. You're stepping on his love right now, B. He loves the Lakers, and you're stepping on it.
I say, I'd rather see Bronny in the NBA than that goddamn coach.
Wow.
So, there's that.
Wow.
There's that. Wow. Your head coach was coaching, no disrespect, high school females last year, B. Talk about that. Okay.
I want to give a shout-out.
Digital freaks, B.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the Peter and Matt, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Matt, who said he wasn't falling for the tricks. Shout to you. Yes. Digital Freaks albums of the week.
Let's go.
All right. This week brought to you by Matt is Dozer the Dealer and Casket D. Those are the dealer. Look at these niggas, yo. Their names, yo, be so colorful.
I know, right?
Those are the dealer.
Jail ready.
Jail ready. Casket D is jail ready. It may be death ready. But yeah, those are dealer and Casket D, severed ear. And that shit may remind me. When I used to hear that shit, I said, are they talking about Trump right now? Talking about severed ear. Right? But those are the dealer in Casket D, severed ear, brought to you by Matt. And then brought to you by our man Pete is Daniel's son and Future Wave Bushman Bodega. That's Daniel's son and Future Wave Bushman Bodega. And then brought to you by me would be Silent Night Restoration Volume 3. Silent Night Restoration Volume 3.
All right, there you go. New hip hop. So that's what's up. You know, we went long again or whatever. Boy, I hate to see.
They like it.
Yeah, I know. You know, and I'm melancholy since the show is over because I know I'm gonna get lit up in the chain. So,
well, but you probably pissed off a couple chain members.
I know.
I won't lie about that. They won't like this. Couple. They will not like this conversation.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. No doubt. So, all right. Well,
but, hey, it comes from a good place.
It comes from a place of love. I'll say that because we all love we all love hip hop. That's the reason why you fight so hard for your position because you love it.
Yes. So with that said,
good night. We'll see you when we do it next time. Peace.
Feel free to make your comments on any of the socials that we're on. I promise I'll get back to it. I promise I will. I know we've been slacking like shit on social media, but I promise you make a note on there, we'll get back.
All right, one.
Peace.
For female sheba. Second line in that Mardi Gras. They fiend for my life.
How you mean?
I'm a star. Give a fuck by being famous.
Dissing me is aimless. My hitter got the stainless. We'll send you to Uranus. If you step out of line, a threat in mind. Powerful impact, respect the bloodline. High grade and roll me in the Fanta. Got the hoodies, dudes drinking smoothies, chanting mantras. Onto bigger and better things like buying lots of land to expand empires like Moorish conquest. I'm doper than Griselda Blanca. I tonk-ton, got my piece of the pie, you want some? Shoulda talked to me nice that first night. Night was hype, opportunity not gonna knock twice. Put me in the air. Hella clouds lighting up the atmosphere. Go ahead, pass it here. Always enough to share. It's that cheaper, cheaper, yeah. Put me in the air. Killer clouds lighting up the atmosphere. Go ahead, pass it here. Always enough to share. It's that cheaper, cheaper, yeah. Another day, another dollar. Got life by the collar. This a hard act to follow. Never worry about them, can't do me nada. A bitter pill to swallow, wash it down, here's some water. Balance the thing, more life than leafy greens. I could give a hill of beans, pass the coochie and feel the steam. Seen, holding court with the highly esteemed. Head supreme, leader of the coven, all-star of the team. Queen like Latifah, stimulating sativa. My pedigree will ether, make naysayers believers. Four fever like a heater with rhymes. Remember the time, competing with mine, you lead me to blind. Put me in the air. Killer clouds lighting up the atmosphere. Go ahead, pass it here. Always enough to share. It's that cheaper, cheaper, yeah. Put me in the air. Killer clouds lighting up the atmosphere. Go ahead, pass it here. Always enough to share. It's that cheaper, cheaper, yeah. Just like that, I got them open. Floating, intercalated, soaking. Pedals of notice, come get a dosage. Already high before you smoke it. Yeah, it's that potent. I'm never fearing my power. Put a hex on a coward. Devouring inhibitions like a blunt of the sour. Listen to intuition. Now everything clicking. Got your attention, you hooked. It's an addiction. I took over and done did it. Now I'ma run with it, no limit. I live what I write, it's no gimmick. Whether you smoking or not, this here the illest strain in the crop. Good dope sell itself, I know you gon' cop. Yeah. Break out your papers while these haters catch the vapors. All my planets align, odds in my favor. Major moves being made, evil D already told you. Better understand the flavor, that's it, I'm not gonna hold you. Yeah, put me in the air. Killer clouds lighting up the atmosphere. Go ahead, pass it here. Always enough to share. It's that cheaper, cheaper, yeah. Put me in the air. Killer clouds lighting up the atmosphere. Go ahead, pass it here. Always enough to share. It's that cheaper, cheaper, yeah. For Phoenix, Eba. 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 For Phoenix, Eba.
Let's go. Yeah. Brooklyn. Look, I say, I ain't got it.
Nope.
You ain't got it. Time flies and ain't shit we could do about it. Mistakes I made, shit I would've changed if I knew about it. Life crumbling even though I got glue around it. Procrastinated on making peace with an old friend. He died, we never settled it like some grown men. Time passed, then he passed, that I can't see past. Broke down, cried a whole river at home, he repassed. Could never get that back, we had a deep past. I couldn't let it all go with my weak ass. The clock ticked, life giving judo chops and drop kicks. Time wait for no nigga, waiting is toxic. Aw shit, I feel beat, but this ain't a folder. Time is taking over, Grim Reaper taking orders. Time go with death like Coke go with baking soda. They ask my greatest accomplishment, I can say my daughter.
Shut up.
soldiers falling. Death calling, time never stalling, feelings rolling, spirits are overhauling. No pause, tick tock, wristwatch is playing. Here's the time, plans in mind, pendulum is swaying. Praying for funds, spraying over drums. Uzi weighs the sun, aided by the movements of my tongue. Foolish you, brandish the shoe, planning for that cold sell. Haters prevail, street analysts like wholesale. No sale, check it now, bag him up, it's over. No closure, casket closed, feeling cold shoulder. Body older, knees popping, back is not aligned. Blood pressure high, hydrate with that alkaline. Heart failure signs, liver can't function. Heeny burps, cause alert, kidney barely running. This what we dealing with, my age group is on the crumble. Life rumble, time slipping, many seem to stumble.
About that time,
life one big long day. I was a felon on my prom day. The homie Blacker had a bomb day. The homie Tank read up on me at Rue before we ever became homies. Savage state, back of Southern City, mind state. 80 highways touch the borders like inline skates. I was around the roller rink with the Lava Lava. Coasted through the projects of the 79 Granada with the late grandfather. Pointed out them spots in history. Summers, wilds, and cold winds blistering. Relocated fishermen as CNAs for the third world shores of American Samoa. But it's still that pose. Don't get the laminated photograph crooked like I'll die a martyr on the cross before I shook and I die. I'll do a dance that ain't my thizzle. The move to dress me up like a criminal with the if I let him, but you already know, yeah, that ain't the plan, and I don't play, I don't decay, don't go astray, homie, I stay, I never swayed, initial the line, pen and page, never been no sucker, I slug you, you hop up in my face, praise God, I ain't perfect, alhamdulillah, for my mistakes, I ask forgiveness, you see in my heart, Ben Davis in the park, YT posturing, Cortez, cocaine, licorice laces, Monster Cody, lift the block up, I get it in like OGs, doing bar reps in New York, adrenaline charged out, spend the area and volume, they could never feel it. Come in peace, write speech, take hold of your building. Experience everything he scribbled on the pages of his notepad that jot down destiny. Stay testament, testament. Leaking between the corners of megalithic edifices in times desolate. Ask for betterment. Problematic at arm's reach of a budget deficit. Rehash CDC, brown skin etiquette. Metal with bad seeds, Roman with rotten bunch. Righteous folk shine like soul globe, but smell like rotten lunch. A bit of covering, discovering since I was an infant. Read it is fun, but understand it's fundamental, isn't it? Been in the church, feet in the dirt, put in the work. On both ends, seeds of the murk, back of my turf. That bulldog with no skirt, them guns twerk. 18 dummy out that drum, go crazy, the guns burst. Hella main, separation between my past and my now. Hella changes, rearrange me from that inside out. Still northern Illinois, or from Manuka. What's why talk, or they out to your door? Throw them if I gotta show them, like what's the business? Bless the soil that I walk upon and bless my people. And give me the strength to tackle any evil that's coming at town.
Two shooters, blue Buddha, old Benji's, new jeweler, who cooler, new ruler, try me, you the new loser, John Jiggs, recruit shooters that shoot shooters, brass knuckles, cash bundles, you mad, fuck you, more violence from Long Island, the grass jungle, bipolar, dice roller, mic holder, I'm uncut, you once powder, twice soda, Paul Bunyan, stack lettuce from raw onions, four gunmen, Mac 11s with more coming, men of respect, in effect, let me interject, this is intellect, bitch,
hunger, no dinner yet.
None.
Cinematic, living sin and erratic, cinema addict, making a movie out of these faggots.
Faggot.
Making a living off of your habits. Whoa. Digital download, you sniff them off of your tablets.
Yeah.
Rather conceited, gas for a reason, paraplegic, standing up pledging allegiance. The best is in agreement, I'm the best in the region. I'm aware niggas coming at my neck for a reason.
Fuck.
Yeah, you gotta feel it, we literally pillage the industry. Kill anybody I feel is an enemy.
Yeah.
Go in his mouth, start drilling his dentistry. A barbecue grill him, I ain't feeling his energy.
Motherfucker.
What we do, yeah. Spend money. Nature, yeah. Spend money. Talk to him. My videos more views than ISIS.
Yeah.
Type of rapper to react during a crisis. I keep my dogs close to me like a Mike Vick. Selling coke, trying to double with the prices. Right hook, way harder than Ray Rice's. I keep my money tucked away for days like this. Bullets spraying, bodies laying out lifeless. While the prosecutor's handing out indictments. I'm in the studio, goons and all the snipers. Hiding bodies in the rooms where the mic is. I shoot a nigga, never spend a day in Rikers. Supermodel, scoop of first aid, I might kiss. Big chains, big rings, looking like rich. Big things, rep the team, looking like Knicks. 17 shots beam, cause I might miss. And all the weed made me write this, like this.
Let me talk to him.
Go in, madman.
Dope straight fentanyl, felon out correctional. Dismember your skeleton for the decimal. In the kitchen with the chemicals. The vandal straight animal, move tactical. 40 a clap you. The guard bring earth, wind, and fire. The devil's a liar. In the cup, Michael Myers, a night rider. Moving block to block, town to town. I'ma boogie down. Moving with that 4 pound. Catch me moving through the bitty. Shifty, low down, gritty and grimy. Catch me where the apes be, the streets shape me. Survival made me. Sucker, you can't make me or break me. Fuck you, pay me. I'm on my bullshit lately. Lord, keep me from where the rats and snakes be. I don't chase money, money chase me. I know these niggas hate me, damn.
From NY to the bird, I'm higher than the bird and lit fire to the curb. I came out pitching it soft, then learned to cook it up and double down. Now I'm getting it off. Get so much back, you forget what it costs. Hope God you commit to the cross. Chip tooth get clipped when I floss. See cops, I be flipping them off. These young bitches wanna get with a boss. Man, I walk up by the lock up and just hop in my car. Like who the fuck wanna go to the bar? I could pay the cost. Possibly I could be paused off the sticky. He don't want it raw, I dump some Noss on the sniffy, straight to the block, weight drop like Missy. And if it don't pop, I take shots like Nowitzki. I hit up NY and got brolic like 50. It's me, Joni Jigs, and Nate, we made history. Go!
Pockets fat and not flat. I like my 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 pockets fat and not flat.
So get back.
I like my pockets fat and not flat.
So get back.
I like my pockets fat and not flat.
So get back.
I like my pockets fat and not flat.
So get back.
My pockets stay fat. And they always like that. Not only in my pocket, in my bank, there's stacks and stacks of dope. Cause I move slow, I get my cash flow, and then I go.
What?
And brothers don't know, I'm on a down low. Some get mad cause they can't understand that I'm 23 years old. I'm in command, I'm down with DITC. That's digging in the crates, and my partner AG, we always keep crazy pace. I'm staying fat cause what comes around goes around. I always look out and help a brother when he's down. And out like a Boy Scout, brothers always shout.
You're looking out, show.
Yeah, without a doubt. But don't try to take advantage. I just leave you alone instead of putting that ass in Benedict. Signing off his show, B-I-Z. And next up is A-G, like his pockets, F-A-T.
I like my pockets fat and not flat. 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 I like my pockets fat and not flat.
Check it out, yo. A-G is living fat in the mental. In other words, can I get a soul clap? Digging in a crate with something smooth. Showbiz and AG, your money, we made the party groove. And I'm a top-notch competitor.
carrying dough like a treasurer, getting pussy, oh that's regular, but the sex I never take, cause if that bitch screams rape like Mike Tyson, I'm upstate, and you know that's a fact, black, so if she says no, that means no, and that's that, no matter how cute or how desperate.
Hey, yo, she gotta get the boot.
Yeah, she gotta see the exit, but I'm not mad I didn't hit it. I just dialed 7 digits and some skins that's with it. Phones in the closet, that's my logic. You gotta be smart and keep a down low in the project. Watch your step and take it easy. Or act like Stevie Wonder, cause you know you can't see me. Don't sniff no coke, but I might drink a brew or even two.
Andre the Giant, not you.
Yeah, repping MCs with just my demo. And pulling all the cuties with no problemo. That's right, cause I'm a gamer. Your girl left you for me, AG, I don't blame her. Step back, get your sticks and your bats. Now you step up because my pockets are fat.
I like my pockets fat, not flat. I like my pockets fat, not flat. I like my pockets fat, not flat.
It's time to take brothers from the corner, clean up their act, and give them a chance to do what they wanna. I'm not trying to be a bum with a 40. That's not my style. I gotta work hard like naughty. By nature, you should understand. To get jewels in this land, you gotta work for yours, black man. You think it's easy cause I rap? So don't ask me for a dollar, motherfucker, you ain't handicapped. And if you was, you still have the chance. Look how I flip, ain't this a bitch now making you dance. Yeah, it's show B-I-Z from your neighbor H-O-O-D-R-A-P. Because I wanna stay fat, to keep clothes on my back, and you know I never slack. For all the bums that said that I forgot where I came from, eat crumbs on the corner in the slums. I'm hungry enough to grow fangs. Here's a dollar, go to the store, but bring me back my fucking chains. I'm not trying to spend on so-called friends, not even with skins. Put that bullshit to an end, so fuck the groupies on tour. I'm trying to make $1 million, some shit I never saw before. So save that bullshit for later, and when I'm large, hoes give me head on an escalator. Yup, I like the flow with show B-I-Z, a.k.a. Mr. F-A-T.